Hello, hello. It's the one and only Daniel Crudup representing the pregame radio family. What's going on? Another week. We're getting into this. This is going to be a real fun one, I think. We're going to be doing news. We're going to try to make sense of the Mueller report in our news segment. Got a cool joint that I think you like. I think it's an old one, not really sure. And then I'm getting a guest that I've always wanted to have on here. We're going to be talking a little bit dating, just overall talking about men, women, the bullshit that we get into. So that should be good. If you have any, like, if you want to jump in, you have any questions, you have stories, etc., the number is 347-857-4302. Again, the number is 347-857-4302. This is your host, Daniel Crudup. On the boards is Mr. Brooklyn Black or Tasha Wright, never sure. I'm trying to think. Okay, yes, you can hit us on Black NPR Pod or Twitter.com. I've been kind of slacking with that, but I'll get back on it, tweeting throughout the day, trying to keep the content coming. And if you have any emails, you go to blacknpr@outlook.com. Let's get into it. Mueller report. I don't know how much of that you're aware of. What is it? Who's Robert Mueller, et cetera, et cetera. We've only got 10 minutes. I don't want to get into the real more final parts of it. But once it was shown that Russia had started some shit with the election, and it was like guarantees, like there's something that happened. The question was, did people know about it? So, all right, well, you know, you can't just let that shit sit. So what was happened was he said, well, I'm not going to do it, fam. So they said, they got a special prosecutor, someone who would be impartial. He's a Republican, but someone who would be impartial, and he would investigate if Russia had, if Trump had colluded with Russia. That was going to be the scope of this. Started almost a little bit after he became president. So over the last 2 years, looked into things, interviews, et cetera, et cetera. Manafort went to jail. Cohen went to jail in the process of these specific things. So it came out, you know, a couple of weeks back. I talked about it a little bit. We only knew what Barr said, the Attorney General Bill Barr. And what Bill Barr said more or less was that, you know, he's stuck guilty. It's, you know, it's like whatever, it's kind of ambiguous. But for the most part, he really kind of played it neutral and said, the scope of this ain't fine what it was looking for, blah, 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 business as usual. He said that for the most part, shit may have occurred, but it wasn't a crime. You know, it's up to you guys to figure out what to do next. So he was like, oh, that sucks. You know, we thought we're going to get Trump out the paint with it. Then the report comes out. And then niggas read it. And holy shit. So pretty much, if I could draw this down to brass tacks of people who don't know what was in it or what's going on, and I think people need to care, because that's the thing that's kind of troubling, is how little people are caring if this is going on. And I think that's how he's allowed to cook, is that it's like death by a thousand paper cuts, death by a thousand complicated paper cuts. So you stop almost paying attention to the noise because it's so much. What happened was he didn't collude with them, but he wanted to collude with them. Meaning he wanted all the shit that Russia was giving him or was trying to give him, he wanted to. But the people in his circle back in the day anyway were like, no, or I'm not doing that, or I'm not picking up that phone. So in essence, if we could take it down and like make an analogy that makes sense, if you're not really even understanding what I'm saying now, it's like me, and this ties into our conversation about dating and marriage, what have you, is I'm a man and I want to cheat on my wife. I want to cheat on her. I've had in my mind, this bitch wants to fuck with me and I want to fuck with her. And I'm like, all right, I tell my boy, like, hey, I'm going to need you to, you know, get her number for me, blah, blah, blah. And then he don't. You know, he just does it. Maybe out of morality, maybe because he's going to get caught. Person like, hey, you know, they're looking into my, girlfriend is looking, my girlfriend's friend is looking into this. You know, I need you to kind of like fire the bitch, and everything looks bad. You can't do that. So pretty much, he had the intention. He wanted to do it. People made it where he couldn't. Then he wanted to get rid of the obstruction part of it, because there's two parts: this collusion, this the actual fact of the Russia investigation. But then on top of that is, did he try to stop the Russia investigation in a way that's not legal or not viable? And the answer to that is yes as well. But the people he put out to, like, do the things he wanted to do, which would have been the crimes, people either actively didn't do it, B, were too stupid to do it, or C, both. So he wanted to have the Attorney General, noted racist, but in this instance he was like, "I'm not doing that. Like that's beyond the scope of my thing." And Trump got mad at him, and there's a lot of him yelling and cursing and getting mad at people and saying, I got you in this, so watch my back, and you're not doing it." Or, "Why are you writing notes?" He told his lawyer at one point, "You're not supposed to write notes." And then the lawyer said, "I'm going to leave," because he keeps asking me to do crazy shit. It was nuts. But there was nothing in there, put a bow on it, there was nothing in the report that's going to like get him out the paint. There's stuff in the report that might start or trigger a impeachment hearing, but I'm one to believe a lot of the Democratic rank and file are against that, because all it does is, it's like when they say, if you're going to shoot the king, you better not miss. You can't guarantee an impeachment. All you can do is start one. And when you start one and you don't win, you look real bad. And rather than that, they could just hang the fact that he could potentially be impeached. Don't actually impeach him and get him out the paint, because it's only like a year and a half away before elections anyway. People who are running for president are kind of like, want the juice, go, we need to get this nigga out the paint. But in doing so, and it don't work, he's only in there for a year and a half, and take fucking forever. No one ever gets impeached. People usually split scene. There's a lot of stuff still happening now. I mean, obviously the information's out there. Niggas are buffoons. But these buffoons have been expert. Oh, that was a terrible turn of phrase. To like change shit up and get in there and strip protections away and fuck the environment up and fuck race relations and fuck women rights issues and gay and trans rights. So while it's amusing how ridiculously stupid this man is and his people are and how bungling, how Keystone Cops of it all, we need to keep our eye on the prize. I mean, I don't like the idea that I want to be more neutral. But I got to be honest, I'm not a journalist. I can't tell you that. All we know is that when this dude comes up, like I did when me and David Brass had our deep dive into the candidates, he says, "Whoever it is, vote for them. I can't do this again. My blood pressure is through the roof." All right, so we're going to be hitting our ads in a bit. We're not going to do, well, I guess the other big news of the day. I don't think there was anything else really last week. Oh, Game of Thrones, yes. That's what I said. Oh, I want to do a little short 2-minute recap of Game of Thrones every week, because we can't have Game of Thrones episodes every week, obviously, because that'd be insane. Because then we'd be the Black NPR, be the Black Game of Thrones, and that's a different show altogether. So last week's episode set all the tables. A lot of people got their final bow last week. I thought it was fucking amazing, right? I thought that was fucking dope. Everyone kind of, got to have their moment in the sun. They're just show where they're at. There's a lot of good conversation. Arya got her cheeks clapped, which I thought was pretty cool. It's about time she finally got, but it didn't look like she enjoyed it much. She didn't look like she enjoyed it all that much after she put that nigga to sleep. She didn't look like she was enjoying. She enjoyed a beat. So that happened. Jaime Lannister looks like he's come full circle. Tyrion came full circle. Everybody seems like they've said. So I would say this particular show episode, the one we're assuming the majority of the cast is going to get their fucking ass handed to them, I believe if it feels like the character said all they're going to say, they're going to die next week. So if you rewatch it again and it looks like their character arc has been completed and they've said what they need to say and they've done what they needed to done, which is also not a word, I'm pretty confident they're catching a sword next week. But we'll see. Again, next week on the show, I did from 9:07 to 9:10. We'll do a quick recap. Next week, Game of Thrones is a big battle. I can't wait for it. All right, so we're going to get into our ads. I'm going to see what the song is, if you mind me, fam. Got a new one. You know what? Don't worry. Be a surprise to both me and you. Here we go. Yeah. Tom Misch. Go see. Look at me. Tom Misch is fantastic. If he's ever live, see him. He's great. So here we're going to throw it to you, the ad. Some Tom Misch. It runs through it. And on the other side is me and a very special guest talking about dating.
Yo, shout out to those that help us keep the lights on over here at Pregame Radio. Check out ME Productions for all your digital media production needs. Like them on Facebook at ME Productions with a Z and email them at heyme.tv@gmail.com. Also, check out LitBK. Check them out at litbkny.com. Check out their Black Star Power Tees featuring some of your favorite entertainers and use the code PREGAMEISLIT at checkout for 20% off all your purchases. Also, check out iCraveWear. Check them out at iCraveWear.com. Pick up your Facts t-shirt representing your hood and pick up your Brooklyn Certified pins, t-shirts, and more. Use the code PREGAME at checkout for 15% off your order.
Riding on the backside of life, we dance. She threw me a chance, her hands in my pants. Actually, way for me. Oh, the way I hear the melody. The waves bring clarity. Running through me.
And we're back. That was Tommy Bench. Fucking fantastic. Now I want to introduce our future president of the United States, future lawyer, one of the best people I know, love of my life, Miss Sheen LaFleur. How you doing, darling?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
It's fucking lit. All right, let's get the phone number so you can call with your problems and concerns, because takes is going to be hot, my nigga. So 347-857-4302. Call by, get on. All right, tell them a little about yourself. I know you're fucking amazing, but let the niggas know why they should care about what you got to say.
Oh, you know, I ain't shit, you know what I'm saying? A little something, something, you know. I know a lot about a lot, and I ain't nice about it. So,
yeah. Okay. So and I'm going to see how this is because you came in hot. You had something to say tonight, and we were going to take it to another meeting, which you still might fucking do. Because I'm ready for it, but all the fucking smoke. Because anytime I go on live with a point of view, shit goes left. So let's get in it. We talk about dating. What's your opinion on it? Like, what's your whole setup? Like, what's your issue between men, women? This, we're going to specifically say black people, but I mean, I guess it could be a general conversation as well. What do you think the issue is? Why are people, because I'm noticing people aren't able to date anymore. It seems like we're fucking it all up. Why is that the case?
Yeah, we definitely are. I think people aren't getting the chance to or taking the time to get to really know someone. Like, who talks on the phone anymore? I make it a requirement that I talk to you on the phone. Like, and if I don't like to talk to you on the phone, I'm not going to want to talk to you in person. And people have such horrible social skills nowadays that they can't even function on the phone. So how are you supposed to function on a date with someone and then build a relationship when all you can do is text and WID and all that stupid shit? So I think that that's a big part, because the main part of a relationship is communication. So if you can't communicate other than 140 characters or something like that, then you're asked out. And we were wondering why we're seeing all these issues in so many people's relationships. But it's not just black women complaining about black men. It's a lot of black men rightfully complaining about black women as well. So I can't even say that they don't have a gripe. It's fucked up people on both ends of the spectrum, and they're making it worse for others. When I say I'm a savage, like, I really am, but I let you know that. And then if I feel that you're a good person, like, I'll stop talking to you because I'm not here to hurt nobody's feelings. But if I think you're a piece of shit, then I'm definitely going to play that game because I ain't shit. So, but we have a lot of people out here lying to themselves, lying to other people, and it's just, it's really, really messing up for the good people out there that just want to, you know, find somebody and have their person and whatever they want, or people, however they want to love.
Is this an age thing, you think? Because I know, like, I mean, obviously I only know what it's like to be now, but, like, do you think that this is something that's being learned when you're in your 20s, or do you feel like this is something that niggas are now doing now, they're in their mid-30s? Because the age group, I think we're all in, like, the beginning, like, maybe 30 to about 40-something, right? That's the age group, I think, that we're all kind of operating in. Do you think this is something – this is how this was in the 20s, or do you think that now that people are older, they're kind of, like, just doing whatever the hell they want, not having to communicate, and just going from, can I get your number, to fucking? It seems like that middle part has been erased, and dating people you're not friends with. Because I'm not even friends with – I notice that people date people they don't like and then get mad that they don't like them.
Yes, yes, that is a big thing. Dating people you don't like, or you're not attracted to, like, that way, and then as soon as you fight it, oh, you're ugly anyway, or whatever. You know, like, it's a lot of issues. I have to say, in my 20s, I feel that maybe dating was kind of easier, but I feel like there were more options in my 20s, because, like, you know, I play ball, so I used to be like, oh, summertime, I got my game, go to my homegirl's place, shower, and we go out, we go to the kingdom, we're going to Russia, this, that, and the other. So we always saw shorties, and then so, like, now when I play, I'm like, after my game, I'm like, ew, and then everyone has families and everything. So, you know, a lot of the dynamics change as we get older. Our pool gets really shallow and murky and filled with flies and bird feces and it's starting to, you know, like peel on the side and probably has asbestos and, you know, so the dating pool kind of sucks.
These are the ones who are telling the truth. These are the people who are telling the truth about being a dating pool. There's a lot of people in dating pool who should not be in that pool. There's a lot of people that pool who have full, you know, like should not be in there. And that's something that's happening. But you're, I think, absolutely right in that regard in terms of like back in the day, mind you, see, I'm just saying I'm from a different point of view because I was married for the majority of my 20s. But I think when you're 20, you could kind of feel like, okay, you haven't fucked your life up to the point where you're no longer an option. But now, like, for example, when I was in my, when I came out, I never had to be like, I wonder if I have to ask this woman, does she think the earth is flat? That's something I have to do now. And that's something I do now. And if you don't think that you shouldn't do it, nigga, you don't want to be in a casual conversation and have that shit fly out his mouth. And the next thing you know, you laid with a nigga that thinks the earth is flat. So ask everybody if you think the earth is flat.
I can one-up that. I can definitely one-up that. I'm sorry. I can one-up that. I never thought that at being older than 30, I have to ask a motherfucker if he graduated from high school and approve it.
Yeah.
Or has a GED, because I know some people that have MBAs that got their GED, so I'm not trying to play people with GED. I know life happens. I never thought that I'd have to ask someone over 30-something years old that I'm dating if they have that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I never asked that when I was 20-something.
Because it seems like you should know. You should be like, you should have your degree. Like a high school diploma or GD, something, because there's really nothing you could do in life without a high school diploma or GD. You can't, like, get a job somewhere without one, A. Or other one, too, I had to ask someone, someone had told me, I'm trying to think specifically, anti-vaccination. Another one was, what's bigger, the earth or the sun? And she says the earth is big. Oh, another one was, like, the sun doesn't exist. That was a new one, because space is dark. So if there was a sun, why is space dark? This is someone with a
job. I think she asked you a question instead of formed it like she, like, you know, like she was enlightening you, I think.
She was what?
I said at least she formed it as a question instead of like she was enlightening you.
No, I'm saying that because we're on the radio and I don't want to go on a tangent. But no, she was enlightening me. She's putting me on. She was letting me know, like, you stupid, simple man. Like she was saying it in a way where it's like, dummy. That was the energy she was putting into the world.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guy,
I mean, I love a good conspiracy theory, but I like science too.
But that wasn't a conspiracy theory as far as she was concerned. That's just a fact that us ding-dongs have not caught up to yet. But that's one issue. The other issue, in my opinion, you could tell me if you disagree, as we always routinely go back and forth about you liking tall niggas, but I understand why that's not even a preference, that's a demand for you because you would like to wear heels. I get that. I understand that. But I feel like dating has become more like a job interview, and I feel like that takes a lot of the fun out of it. Do you agree or disagree?
So that's a big turnoff for me. I've never, and this is why it bothered me that I had to say, hey, maybe I have to ask motherfuckers if they graduated from the eighth grade, right? So I don't like to interrogate you. I don't like for it, like, I like organic, but a steered organic, if that makes any sense. So, like, you know, we're sitting there like, wow, you know, work was really tight this week. Oh, that's cool. What made you tired of it? I'm eventually going to figure out what you do. Not in there, what do you do for a living? Your mother, get the fuck out of my face. Like who are you, Popo? Like, I hate that. I absolutely hate that. And I don't understand why people don't know how to bring up certain things in an adult kind of way without having to just sit there and literally interview/interrogate people. And I'll dead ass say, what the fuck is this, an interrogation? So, how many kids do you have? So, do you speak any other languages? So this, so that. Like, come on, like, you don't know how to have a conversation and have spirit towards things coming out. And that, again, goes to people not graduating in the eighth grade and or not knowing how to fucking communicate. And that's why they don't want to talk on the phone because they know that they're never going to have a chance for a date.
It seems like it's a story that eighth grade thing, there's a story attached to that. I think I want to hear that story.
No. There's no story with the eighth grade thing. I'm saying, you know, you should graduate from high school, but still, like, you really shouldn't have gotten out of the eighth grade. So I'm just saying, like, it's even if you have your high school diploma, it doesn't mean, you know, what we expect it to mean or what we think it should mean. It's just
Guy was dark, had a college degree, so you're right. It doesn't really mean much of anything if you're not holding on to the fucking information.
Yes, exactly. Or using your fucking brain, you know. It's tough.
What about in terms of like settling, right? Because I have a child. When I'm dating somebody, do you take that into account? Going like, this person's great, but I don't want them anywhere near my kid? Or is that not part of your conversation when you meet somebody?
Oh, wow. If I don't want you near my kid, I'm not going to date you.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds about right. That's someone that told me the opposite.
Yeah.
It's not about my kid. It's a relationship that I'm in. So my kid is not part of that decision. That calculus, my kid's not involved in it. I said, that's weird.
My kid is going to be involved eventually. And so I date, especially, you know, like her mother. So I date with the thought that eventually she's going to have to interact with this person long term. And I don't want to later on down the line, you know, like after like I'm in love and, you know, like maybe we're going to get married. It's going to be like husband number three or whatever. And I find out that maybe he's looking at my daughter a little too hard, you know, as she's going through puberty, you know, stuff like that. Like I'd rather, you know, do my judgment how you are as a person. My family always has a say, and definitely how my daughter feels. But at the first date, it's always in the back of my mind. Will my child like her? Will he be okay dealing with the fact that I'm close to my ex-in-laws? You know, and
Hey, we're talking about dating. What's your two cents, Miss Clemente?
Well, I had an epiphany the other day. I was actually doing a training on something a little unrelated, and it mentioned something about dating, and I felt like it down to expectations. I think a lot of our dating troubles come down to expectations and people not knowing themselves. So you know yourself, and you can tell another person what you want. Period.
Well, I don't have expectations of other people.
The going card.
Yeah, I would just say I don't have, in all aspects of my life, I don't have expectations of other people because, A, my expectations of myself are so lofty. So if I was to levy expectations to other people, like, I would have nobody in my life because there's no way that they would be able to meet them. And even if I lowered them where I thought they could meet them, they're still going to fall. And so I don't like being disappointed, and I don't like wanting to kill people. So I just don't have expectations of nobody no more.
So I got a question for both of you then. The last time you guys have lowered your expectations and, you know, kind of took a pass, a punt on somebody, how did that turn out?
You already know how the fuck that turned out for me, my nigga. Don't even get me on that subject. That's why I got a different phone number. Crazy ass nigga.
So bad. Okay. so bad. I
I'm
know,
sorry.
I had a little
Tourette's outburst.
Bad. Got. Yeah.
I will never ever go against my grain. Okay. Ever. I would listen to him like, Carly, you know, maybe you want to run, not because he is a fucking psychopath, but maybe because you're just, like, running from everyone. Carly, be nice. Give it a chance. Never. As soon as I feel I want to run, I'm putting on my A6, I'm putting on my Nikes, them bitches is already laced, and I'm out the door.
Ever. I respect
so,
it.
So ever then.
So I'm sorry, Christina. Now, baby, baby, you can have a more rational reaction. But Danny knows how to steer the conversation, as we were speaking earlier, how intelligent people can do without having to outright put things on the table. This nigga knew where he was going with that shit. He knows.
I agree with you. I'm a little stinker, but Christina, you.
No, I did lower my standards.
I lowered
my standards. Some shallow, and some, you know, not so shallow, and it didn't work out. It did not work out at all.
It didn't work out. Was it because when you say shallow, like you messed up, you were dealing with somebody who wasn't physically the best. Like, were you dealing with somebody, if y'all want to picture together, someone would see it and go, whoa. Well, I mean,
no, he was short. I'll be honest. Okay. He was short.
That hit
girl, keep going. Keep going. He was short. Was he underemployed?
No, he was
missing some brain cells?
No, he was short.
Was he a short bum?
He wasn't a bum. But he was definitely short, and
he was the tiniest hobo.
No, he wasn't the tiniest, but he was tiny for me.
What about him did you like? That's the question. Like, what about him? Like, what made you go against? I'm asking the same thing, seeing to figure out how you want to frame it. What about him? You know what? I'm gonna take a pass on this. Like, what about him made you go against your nature?
He was extremely hilarious. He had a lot of dark humor, which I like. And he was very wise. He was a veteran. So.
Well, that was mistake number one there.
Shout out to my vet. Thank you for
your service, but y'all niggas fucked up. Y'all niggas is all kinds of fucked up. And y'all not getting
Stop
no help
it.
For it. I mean, it's not your fault. The government really hung you out to dry, but don't date them niggas. Don't get scary motherfuckers. Cops, too. Oof. Anyway, so he was a vet, and what else?
Mm-hmm.
What else was did you like about him? Like, what made you go, like, all
it
right.
It was totally wisdom. I really gravitate towards men that I can listen to. When a guy has intelligence, when he's wise, I can listen to them, and I guess that's maybe, you know, that kind of... We've had this conversation before, Danny.
We did not have this conversation.
He's steering it. He knows what the fuck he's doing.
No, yes, it's kind of like a...
We had it over tacos. We didn't have it on a show. We had it over tacos. And they were great tacos.
You didn't like the fact that I said that I liked men that had more of a fatherish...
Yeah.
Quality slash aspect.
I can be your father figure.
It's just carrying hand in mind. I didn't know it went left, but yeah, I did not enjoy it. I did because I feel like you, and I mean, we can have brief conversation. I feel that you're brilliant, and I feel that you are your own agency, and I feel that diminishes your agency.
I am. I know, yes. But I like, it feels very safe to have someone that I trust to bounce off of as well. It was very nice for me.
She needs to trust him to choke her, Danny, and not kill her.
I was trying very hard, very, 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 very hard to make sure we didn't stare into choking during sex. It's a dating show, so it's a potential.
How did we get here?
Because Carly knows how to stir a conversation, too. I'm not the only one, you weirdo.
I know where you were going, all right?
Yeah, I was not going there. But the reason I'm bringing it up is that I feel like a lot of people, and I think we've all had the discussion at some point or the other, and this is a problem, you can tell me.
I can explain mine.
Okay.
First of all, usually when I'm in fucked up situations, it's my fault. So it takes a lot for me to blame people for just being themselves, right? So it was definitely largely my fault, and it wasn't really until I came here for law school that I even noticed, just basically how much even weight I had put on, I just was not in a good mindset, period. I was just doing a lot. I was going through a lot, but I was running in place, if that makes any sense. So I had the weight of the world on me, still trying to move through a sand pit, right? And I am an asshole. So I tend to like people based off of reasons of why they like me. So that's kind of, I'm pretty sure that's some kind of borderline narcissism or something, but if you like something in me that I didn't really think was really that dope, but you think it's so dope, then now I want to know more about you that made you find that little dope thing about me, you know, to like me or whatever. So
let me jump
you're a good manipulator.
Before I forget this point real quick, I'm going to ask you, is that sustainable, you think?
It is very much so sustainable, actually.
Is it?
Because
it
there's so many things to like about me.
Because
it is. Like,
hello.
Like every day you find something new about me. Duh.
Yeah, but have they done? Like
yes,
said, oh, I
but that's,
the way
like
you
I said.
Cut vegetables. I'm like, cool, that's dope. But then, like, they have to keep finding new things, and that's putting a lot of...
No, actually, like, I'm just really that dope. So, like, if I don't like people anyway for that long, like, you have 5 years worth of shit that you're going to find that's really fascinating about me. So, anyway, real quick, point of the story. So in the beginning, that's kind of what I'm paying attention to. And if you're a manipulator, you notice that. And then that's what you'll harp on. And so that's what I ended up dealing with instead of watching his moves so much, because we did have some things in common, like our sign, and we like weird shit, dark humor, like Christina said. I think it's just a thing or whatever. And he actually was good for talking. However, I wasn't paying attention to the red signs because I was so busy wrapped up in myself. And I can honestly say that.
So this is a general question for ladies, and you can answer this, Christina, you can answer Carla, whatever. What do you feel like when people are out dating, they're not really they're more focused on what had happened to them, or they're not paying attention to the other person really. They just like that moment, but then they're not really looking towards a relationship. They're just looking towards the moment. So when a relationship happens, they're not really
like
set up to deal with it.
Again, like I said in the beginning,
yeah.
For some reason, I really, you know, I look at everybody walking around and the people that I come across, and a lot of people have not figured out themselves. They have not addressed their own issues. And that makes it really hard to have a good dating experience or a viable dating experience, in my opinion. I will speak for myself. I've been in therapy for quite some time. Well, I'm not going to say quite some time, really like 2 years. It's not that long.
But no, big yourself up. That's dope.
I think that, you know, that it just opened me up to having a healthy relationship, because I was focused on changing some of the things that I had already identified and addressed as things that needed to be changed.
And you feel like I'm going to go too deep into it, but like, do you feel like in your net now that you engage people after you start doing therapy, do you find that they're more healthy, more fulfilling relationships that you're having?
Yes, very, very healthy, fulfilling relationship that I'm in, yes.
And you still look at like that thing that I said I don't like. Can you identify now why I didn't like it?
No, I knew from the time you said it why you don't like it, but I can still identify that it's something that I'm going to gravitate towards. I like to be taught. I like, you know, when I can go to someone. I don't always want to be the person people go to bounce things off of.
That is a word, Christina. That is fucking annoying. I don't like it. I don't like it. I want to be dumb like y'all niggas. I won't be able to say, what?
Stop.
Yeah, right. That's exactly what you're saying. I don't want to be with you and have to be fucking Beekman's world and have to explain to you how the world works. I shouldn't have to be the fucking professor. I shouldn't be walking around like the dog with the glasses. I guess like I said, the only thing I think I said to that was just that I find when people want to be the teacher, they tend to be terrible people. People who like the feeling of being a teacher, not people who are natural teachers, but people who love to be the I'm the person exposing you to things, but they get off on exposing.
Oh, yeah, I hate
they
that
can,
shit.
Yeah, that's why.
Okay. What do you think, I mean, like, a better question, what do you think the biggest issue as a woman in the dating world, and then one can answer and the other can answer?
Oh, that we have to date men. It's like, you know.
You've been in San Francisco too long, fam.
But I like real penis, so I have to date a man. Mm-hmm.
But outside of the genetic code, like out here in the world, like obviously you have to deal with homosexuality, you got to deal with niggas with full wives, you have to deal with lying, all this other stuff. But these are broad strokes. What do you think the hardest part it is for women in our age group to like be vulnerable and allow somebody in? What do you think those reasons are?
You can't, because people will use your vulnerability against you. They'll take things that you told them and throw it in your face. And so if you're going to do that to me, why would I want to tell you stuff? And then if I can't tell you stuff, then why are we together?
So how do you find out, how do you get to that space? Because obviously you can't have a relationship unless you're vulnerable. That's just matter of fact, borderline. You can't. You can't be with somebody that you have a wall up against. That's called left
exactly.
Standing.
Exactly.
So how do you get to that point?
That takes time, and that's a big problem. People aren't putting in that time now. Whether it's time, do you guys talking on the phone and them actually be concerned about what you're going through and trying to, you know, just listen, not trying to be Superman or a Superwoman or whatever and fix everything, but trying to listen. And if there's something that can be fixed, you know, maybe making suggestions or stuff, it's the only time is going to reveal. And unfortunately, a lot of people feel they don't have enough time, so they rush things.
I have a woman that I know, I'm not going to say any names, who met a nigga in March and is practically engaged to a nigga now.
Wow.
Just jumped right, yes. She met the nigga in March, wandered around the street drunk, met this nigga in a bar, they made out, nigga hung out for like a weekend, then afterwards, like, yeah, I think this is the one. And I was like,
oh,
you just met the
nigga. You know what? If this is a post in the group, in some form of group, whoever's group, Somebody's going to say, oh, well, you know, not everything is for everybody. Some people fall in love quick.
That's not no.
I mean,
nigga,
there's
that's
exceptions
not
to every rule. There are exceptions to every rule. I mean, I know of a couple that were married for 30 years, and the husband was cheating off and on, and because he thought the wife was cheating on him, he killed her and then killed himself. So I can't,
oh,
you can't say that you know everything about everybody, you know, and that you know, time is the be all end all. But in the majority of situations, you have to take the time to know these people and have organic things come out. And also, dead ass ask, like, did you graduate from the 10th grade?
Why?
Was this a fucking West Coast thing?
How many Regents exams did you take? It's really important. Like that doesn't come up organically unless you're like, I graduated with a high Regents diploma because I got a 90 or better on all of them. How many did you take and get a 90 or better? Like that's the only way it can kind of come up without it being just, my nigga, did you ever see a Regents? Like,
you met this nigga out of fucking California. This is a California nigga or this is a New York nigga? I need to know.
First of all, out here, all I meet are like techies and all that stuff, and I'm lucky if they're black men 3 out of 10 times that approach me. But so I don't have those educational issues for the most part out here. The people that really like try to like, you know, talk to me like, hey, how you doing? Not like some, you look like you go good with a biscuit, you know, like.
What the
not
fuck?
Like that. Yeah,
Christina,
man. Yeah.
Like, did someone pull that on you? So, Christina, let's say that happens to you. You meet this guy. Oh, this dude, was he confident? Did he have, like, a real confident attitude about himself, this dullard?
Who?
That guy in eighth grade. The eighth grade guy, Carly. Was he confident?
Oh, yeah, of course. They're the most confident. Yeah, definitely. They are the most confident.
How do you even pull it off?
Stay confident.
So this nigga didn't even get to a pizza party or graduate in eighth grade. This nigga has confidence. I don't get it. All right, so Christine,
he never got a personal pan pizza for reading, probably.
No, he wasn't in the Sparrows and or Robins, my nigga. Like, he ain't get none of that. He didn't get to play telephone. He ain't get to play freeze
what
tag.
If he didn't graduate.
No, I'm exaggerating. But... Nah, I don't.
So, Christina, you've dated somebody. You may meet him. He's very funny, confident. He has that low animal wisdom, as my grandma would call it. Like, it seems like he has a way. He knows. That's a real fucked up thing to say. Listen to what I said. But, like a dog or something. But then he lets you know, like, yeah, fam, I ain't graduated high school. I don't even got a GD. I don't got none of that. I don't need it. I believe in man school.
Deal breaker.
What would you do?
How old is he? He's my age?
Yeah.
He's over the age of 12.
Nah, I can't do it.
And what if he told you you were being, and like, because there's the other thing too, and this is a conversation I want to have. I'm glad there's two women on. When a dude says, you hurt my feelings, I need you to do something. So I was talking to my daughter this weekend because she's going away to college. I'm just like, okay, when a dude tries to make you feel bad about something, or a woman, because, you know, she's doing a little bit of everything now. And someone tries to make you feel bad for doing something you want to do, like not even just sexually, but if someone goes, I want to go to the movies and you don't want to go, and a nigga tries to guilt you into doing that, how big of an issue is that in your day-to-day life, in your dating life, and having somebody try to emotionally terrorize you, if you will?
Well, I definitely always had issues with rejecting guys. Always had issues feeling very mean and all of that stuff. And you know, I've learned actually really late in life that men are pretty direct as communicators, and therefore you have to be black and white with them. And so that was a real emotional struggle for me, especially growing up.
But how about now?
Now I'm better. I still hate awkward situations of when a dude is coming on to me or likes me. I'm like, I don't want to be in this situation. But I'm better.
You're better. How about you, Carly?
I don't negotiate with terrorists.
So if a dude comes in and tells you, like, oh, you're hurting my feelings, or you put me in a bad situation, I'm making you feel a way, you hurt me, you know, why don't you be nicer, that sort of thing, or try to make you feel bad for something you've done, you don't engage in that?
I usually ask them, do they need to wear any of my panties? Like, do they have too much holes in their drawers? And would they like to go Vicky shopping with me for some...
Now, you guys have different personality types, right? Because, you know, you were more direct. We talk about this offline a lot in terms of the male ego. How do men deal with you, Carly? And then, Christina, you can answer it. In terms of male ego, because you both approach men very differently. How do men deal with you on a day-to-day? Like, how do you manage them and how they're going on, that sort of thing?
Christina, you want to go?
Well, how do I manage men on the daily?
Ego, their ego, male ego, like knowing that they're coming to you with a certain thing.
I don't really get into all those things. I mean, I really do communicate with people the same. I mean, that's one thing about me. No matter who you are, I'm pretty streamlined in how I communicate. So that ego stuff is just like, I don't usually actually encounter it because a lot of
But I mean, like, what I want to be maybe clear, like I'm the protector, I'm the man of this house, and when I say something, my woman's gonna do this. Not that aggressive, not that real strong beliefs on a man's role in their girlfriend or wife's, a woman's life. How do you manage
I don't
that?
Encounter that, really.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
I did it one like that. He was 16, and that was heaven. And I had no problem submitting because I never had a problem with a bill. I never had to think twice if I didn't want to. and he was very respective of my intelligence, and except for we would play Scrabble, and I thought I should cross the wall a lot. But, yeah, no, that whole – if you're actually about it, that shit's hot. Why I treat these niggas the way I do is because they all think they're about it, and they're not. There's no way you're going to tell me you do this, and you're a provider, and you're splitting bills with me. I'll spit in your face. Right,
so
like
you're,
him,
so
he'd be like,
much.
"I'm not wild Bronco because like if I'm in a relationship with someone that I respect, or I'm dealing with someone I respect, I am a complete pussycat, absolute pussycat. If I don't respect you, I'm the Tasmanian devil."
So you want to be like, and you're because we have this running joke because she's a fucking jerk. I don't like, and I've said this in numerous fucking shows, I don't like choking during sex. It's violent. It's gross and it's weird.
Great nanny.
Don't like it. But she loves it. Can't get enough of it. And it's a part of dominating. I don't like dominating things. It's weird. You know what I mean? Get your own agency. You know what I'm saying? Good luck with you and what you got going on. But you're into that. So let's say just terms of relationship, you can make it sexual if you want. It's fine. You enjoy being dominated. You want to submit to the right person. Christina, do you feel the same way, or are you more on the, you know, do you have a different view of that?
My general personality, I've been told, is a bit dominant. When it comes to sex, I can go both ways.
I do
enjoy being dominated sex-wise. In a relationship, I enjoy a partnership because that's just my nature. My nature is not, you know, necessarily to go to someone for every little thing, or it's not to take care of somebody either. Like, I'm like,
you
want
to be a cooperative situation.
Yeah, I need like a homie. Like, that's more my personality. Like, we chill, we hang out, we have an issue, we figure it out.
Listen, and if you split the bill, you would not spit in that person's face.
No.
But if someone sends you to Canada,
there's nothing wrong with splitting bills. I like that because I do think money creates a power differential as well. Like, I remember, I'll never forget, I had a boss, and, you know, her husband was very well off. And I was like, you know, if he makes that much, why do you work? And she was like, are you kidding me? I don't want nobody telling me nothing about my spending. I want to be able to buy whatever I want and blah, blah, blah. I don't think with everybody, but I do think with most human beings, and that's even if a woman is making more money or, you know, supporting, sometimes that can, you know, go hand in hand with power. Money does. So people sometimes don't know how to act. So I like that financial thing eliminated from my relationships. And that's any relationship.
Nah, I dated men where my money was my money and their money was our money. And so I didn't have those problems. Except for the niggas, I ain't have money, but, you know, whatever. Like, that's my bad for dating.
So you would never, you're over there, make us all proud, you're about to get your law degree, you're about to be making tons of fucking guap. Most people generally are not making lawyer bucks. So more than likely, your pool shrinks now because you'll be making more money. Could you date someone who made less than you?
I obviously have. And, you know, like, it's cool because I'm probably not going to have more kids, so I might as well just have another one. I'm being sarcastic there. I think that even though I'm not religious, I've always ascribed to the equal yokes. More so being yoked, like YOKES, meaning the load, you know, as being as close to being equal as possible. Where I can respect them and they can respect me. I do ascribe lightweight to gender roles within a relationship dynamic. So I would like for someone, if as long as they're doing what they love, like if they were a plumber and they had their own like plumbing business and they're doing what they love, they're probably, first of all, probably making more than many lawyers. But secondly, they're happy. I don't want to deal with someone miserable. And generally, when people make a certain amount of money or they make less money, you know, like they're miserable. Like, for example, I dated someone that was underemployed, and I was bartending, and basically I would make a 6-hour shift out of tips because I'm really good with what I do, make like $650, $700, and that'd be, he's underemployed, so that'd be basically his check. you know. And he would then try to like put me down, like, oh, you act like you're so smart and better than everyone else, but you're a bartender. I'm like, but my nigga, like, can you count to six? Like, are you serious? Like, so like, I don't feel that there should be a great disparity. You don't have to be on the same exact level, but it has to be a comfortable level. I know some super intelligent people that are carpenters. You don't have to go to college to be a carpenter. You don't even need a GED, mm-hmm. I don't think, to be a carpenter, but you have to pass the eighth grade.
Did you know
so,
who was a carpenter that didn't have a GED?
Jesus.
Amen. Real quick, before I forget, this is the most Long Island show I think I've ever done. Because y'all are throwing around the grand impunity. So I just want to let y'all know, congrats on that. This has now become the Billy Joel show. Secondly, do you feel like, because you're both educated, strong-willed women, do you feel like you have a hard time with men being intimidated by you and being able to slot into your life? Do you find that that's a hard thing for you guys to do?
No, I find men are very attracted to that. Well, maybe it's because I'm 6 foot tall, but and so like niggas will come and be like, can you dunk? Oh, my God, can you yell at me? And then I'm like, the fuck? Come here, I'm going to dunk on you and yell at you, nigga. I'm like, come here, little
nigga.
No, but
Has a nigga asked you to get, like, yell at him and, like...
Yes. So because I'm such a dominant, like, I'm 6 foot tall, I'm naturally dominant. You know, I speak very loudly, very assertively. I don't cuddle. So people think that in a relationship, that's, like, I'd be, like, you know, pushing my niggas around, be like, shut up, little nigga, you know? And I don't like that. That's not my thing at all. And so a lot of the weirdos that do approach me, they approach me like they want me to beat them, which, I mean, I don't mind beating them, but I don't want to be in a relationship with you.
Are we talking about, like, beat them, like, up, like yoke these niggas up?
No, like I mean, in any kind of way, like they want to pick a fight just so I could, like, verbally, like eradicate them. Like they like that shit. Like, oh, yeah, you like to fight, huh? No, actually, I don't. But if you're going to sit here and say stupid shit to me, I'm going to make you wish that you can.
There's a lot of
not nice
things for blue to be asking for it, and they don't be having nothing to say back. I wonder if they into some weird shit. They be on the other side of the board where you just lacerating these niggas, put their dick out, just going, oh, yeah, I'm terrible. I'm pretty stupid. Oh, yeah, I can't count to eight.
And I be right back, too. I'd be like, so are you done beating your fucking dick to this verbal altercation? Are you happy now?
No, fuck you,
they really do be happy, though. And I kid you not, like, and this is how much I've grown because, you know, people are crazy also, and I know my family's crazy, so I try to actually spare other people because my family doesn't hee-hee-ha-ha. But they dead-ass usually the ones that gets out the most on my posts and stuff. They were in my inbox trying to holla, and they got no play. So those are the ones where, you know, like, their feelings are hurt. But so the only way they can get their rocks off with me is to try to push my buttons. So every now and then I have to be like, shut the fuck up, you ugly troll. And then they're like, yeah, it got on your skin. Then they go in the corner and jizz.
Tell me more.
Yeah. Yeah, how ugly am I? Oh, yeah. I'm so
ugly. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
These are real fucking weirdos, fam. So you have
and this problem. Is me being well behaved right now too, Christina. Just to let you know, because I'm aware that this is starting to be perpetual. So
real tears.
The last time I heard from you, I mean, you know, we won't go into it, but I also will say I want to thank our new sponsors, Ricardo Steakhouse. I want to say thanks for bringing in Ballard Solid. You niggas are great. No,
yeah,
Carly's a great. Don't fuck with Carly, is what I'm saying. That's what our sponsor could attest to. Leave her the fuck alone. Is that
even? I'm just saying.
Did you catch the reference, my guy?
I know exactly what the fuck you're talking about, nigga. I passed the sixth grade, seventh grade, and eighth grade.
Whoever this nigga is, fam, please call in if you could get the numbers out. The numbers on the phone, just push them in the order. I would love to speak to you if you didn't graduate eighth grade. I really want to speak to you. I really need to know more about you. Well, you don't understand it. But all right, Christina, does this happen to you where you talk to someone and they get intimidated by you and you feel like, do you feel like you need to kind of tone it down for their feelings, or do you just get yourself out of that situation?
I mean, I am kind of who I am. So, you know, I'm not sitting there and analyzing people. Usually when I'm, you know, on a wavelength, I am usually just trying to treat people how I treat people, and I like having conversations, and that's usually my way of knowing how someone feels about me. But people have come back years later and told me, you know, yeah, I was intimidated, or they'll say, yeah, people can be intimidated by you because you can be this or you can be that. So I've heard those things. But I'm not usually doing it in the moment. And I think that people in general are often intimidated by folks who are confident and sure of themselves, you know. And that's not necessarily the same thing as intelligence. Or
no,
they're
two different issues. They're two different,
you know,
setups, for sure.
So,
trust me, I know.
Wisdom is different, and I've met people who haven't gone to school and are, like, super wise, and I could have hour, three, four,
that's
5 hour conversations with them, so, yeah.
But would you date them?
I would date someone that I find that I can converse with. That's enough intelligence for me. But if you don't have a GED or a high school diploma and you are my age and you are have not tried to get that.
But they have a SoundCloud link.
No. No, absolutely not. No. Mm-mm.
Another question, like, in terms of, like, dudes and you're dating them, because I've been to women as well, obviously, but you guys might have. When in terms of dating and people wanting to move to sex too quick or not fast enough, is there a sweet spot?
I think
it's case by case situation, you know. Some people have legit rules where they won't sleep with people a certain amount of time. Some people, your chemistry is just crazy, you know, like, so that goes, you know, sex is, you can wait 8 months and it's trash, and you can wait 8 minutes and it's the best thing you ever had. So it's really hard to gauge there.
I do think that a best practice is to definitely hold off on physical things because they can cloud the other things that you really need and to be paying attention to for a long-term, if that's your goal. If a long-term relationship is your goal, you want things to move to more serious territories, then I do think that a good best practice is holding off on physical stuff so it doesn't cloud your judgment.
How long would you say people should wait?
I think that's something that's up to the person. I mean,
like,
we were talking about
Professor Steve Harvey's treatise on sexual relations between men and women, the 90-day rule.
I don't subscribe to that because I don't feel like in 90 days that you know somebody. Like, the relationship that I'm in right now, like, 3 months. No, I didn't feel like I knew that person.
Christina's burying the lead. Christina buried the lead. She's booed up. She got herself a king. Okay, guy.
No, don't do that. You promised you wouldn't say king. No.
You just said it. You said it.
No,
I never said king.
I never said king.
No, you got yourself a proud king. It's so fucking ridiculous. I started saying it as a joke, now I would say it fucking without any irony. It really is terrible. It's word cancer of the worst kind. I said this shit unironically to my daughter. She was like, you wanted to say, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, when you go out to Denver and find yourself a nice king or queen, what the hell are you talking about?
Exactly.
I was like, you're right, fam. Let me cut
I don't
it.
Even like
right.
when dudes call me queen. Like, I mean, like, so
Empress is fine though, right?
Well, depending on where he's from. If he's from the Caribbean, you know, sometimes it'd be like that. So,
Empress, a goddess.
Mm-mm.
I've heard some nigga call his girlfriend divinity before.
No, I'm not a god.
You're not a god? Yeah, see, you got a real, yeah.
Close. I'm not even
so what about
close.
I want to be called Your Highness, Empress, Queen, Sheen, goddess, Pharaoh, Vishnu, Brahma,
all
pagan overlord, Miss Marvel.
So you want your dude to build like a temple and bring offering to you?
Yeah, right. Don't forget Optimus Prime. Yeah, but I don't want you to build a temple. The Earth is my temple. I want you to carve my temple into the Himalayas.
And then you also want this man who's carving your name into one of the biggest mountain faces on the Earth.
No, I don't want my name. I do not want my name. I want my image graven into the Himalayas.
But you're craving it.
Also, I want it to be like a side profile, me laying down. Like, that's like the whole fucking mountain range, right? And on a mountain range is where my big
like
ass head is.
You like Dionysus? You'll just be laid up with someone feed your grapes while someone put it with a palm frond blow. And you also want
I don't want nobody to carve into my motherfucking mountain. You're not listening to me. You off with your head. Both of them.
So, but the same nigga you want to then also be dominant and choke your devil sex. Who is this nigga?
The black.
You know what? I'm tired of people saying that it doesn't exist. It does. That's like when people are like, what kind of sex you into? I like sensual roughness. And they're like, that's an oxymoron. I'm like, fuck you. I don't need the negativity.
Just literally described a subservient, dominant man. That literally cannot exist within itself. Like, you literally, that's like the Schrodinger's cat.
I think that that's kind of a lie because I'm a subservient, dominant female.
Yeah, but
and if I exist, clearly someone else has to exist like me. I know I'm fucking special, but I'm not that special. There has to be at least another one. And if there's not, then that's more reason for me to worship.
I think there's somebody out there that's going to be perfect for you. However, I don't know if you necessarily know exactly what that looks like.
Exactly.
No, I know exactly what it looks like. He's ugly, and I'm not unshallow enough to suit to that level. So I know exactly what he looks like. I don't want it. So he don't exist.
Call you, I think you look real good, and I was just wondering if you let me take you out. I like pizza, you like pizza, and you're like, nah, I can't fuck with you, my nigga. But he would do all of that for you. He'd choke you, flip you on the bed, put you in all type of judo holes, cause like all that craving shit you're into. But then also like worship you at your feet because he's an ugly nigga. Ugly niggas love.
Teen, I finally understand your hashtag that you always use.
Which one?
Why are you like this? Wow.
I don't know, and you know, like, you see, like, you and my family just be like, this is Carly, like, I'm who I'm supposed to be, right? So, basically, like, he can't exist, right? So, like, I want you to be like, I'm male, I make money, here's money, go shopping, cook food, and I'm like, okay, I cook real good anyway, right? And then I want him to be like, and then let me wash your feet and worship you and blah, blah, blah. And then when we go out, though, he makes me walk 3 feet behind him. I'm okay with that. Absolutely
what?
Okay with that.
I get it. That nigga does exist.
He's wild.
The Middle Eastern Sultan. He's a Sultan from fucking Dubai.
I'm okay. It's a little bit of hyperbole there, a little bit of exaggeration. Okay. But not that much, but just a little bit. But it can exist. Like, I want you to look at me like, wow, she's so fucking dope and crazy and all that stuff. But also be like, man, shut up, come over here, sit down, and go cook my food. I'm like, okay.
You want a nigga like a pussy hair away from killing you is pretty much what you're describing.
I mean, I think that's all my exes have been.
Because what you're describing to me, Christina can tell me
throwing me out
of
the fucking window.
And I might be rusty from my forensic psych classes. You've just given the definition textbook of someone who murders their wife and then themselves. That's what you just described. Maybe my profiling days are way behind me, but you just described he was a good dude. He loved her. He worshipped the ground she walked on. I didn't even know it was going to happen. Next thing you know, you're two pops. And then the demon man guy had to clean the rug. It's crazy.
It's really funny you say that because, like, the only guy I was ever in love with my college sweetheart, like, towards the end, whatever, like, I broke up with him because he was lying. I don't care if he was, like, cheating or everything because I wanted to fuck other people, too, because he was, like, my first everything. So I understood that. But My family, still some of my family to this day, because he was at every fucking family event, right? They'll be like, oh, how's so-and-so doing? I'm like we, I left that nigga like 11, 12 years ago. Like, what the hell? They're like, he worshipped you. And I'm like, no, he didn't, clearly, because if he worshipped me, you cannot enter your cock into another temple. Whoa. So, yeah. So, literally,
bruh.
Yeah. Bruh.
He just put his dick in a temple. He said, and I bet you the chick he cheated with was dumb as a post.
Huh?
I think you good. I like the way you do whatever. You fantastic, nigga. I don't know what she don't get. Niggas are smart up and
old. Yeah, actually, yeah. Well, so there were three times we broke up. One was I was really itching for him to do something because I was feeling bad, and then he like kind of like didn't do something, but he was like entertaining like something. So I was like, broke up with him. So that chick he messed with was dumb. And I guess another chick he messed with during that time when we were like pseudo on. He's actually one of my best friends and one of my business partners now, because I don't care. Like, I'm not a jealous person, and she's mad cool, and she's kind of like me, and she's mad smart, though. Her kids call me auntie. So anyway, the other one, though, was dumb, and she almost got thrown off a balcony, but I don't know if I
can. Wait. One of her dudes was dumb or one of her kids? I'm trying to keep up. Who was dumb?
No, I said there was two, right, that he was, like reaching out to. One of them was fucking dumb. Like, she, like,
oh,
she didn't, she passed the ninth grade. And that I know. I know she didn't pass the ninth grade, right? So, she was, like, hella dumb. But, mind you, we were young. We were, like, 20 or whatever when this happened. The other one, though, is, like, one of my really close friends. Like, her kids call me auntie. So, like, that's, like, how, like, I'm not possessive and I'm not jealous. I'm really not. I just cannot deal with you lying.
You're burying the lead. Your old king beat off your best friend?
No, she was not my friend then. She's my friend now. She's been my friend for 10, 11 years now.
That's my growth. Y'all met because of dick, but y'all together because of love. I like that.
yeah, whatever. cool. but she wasn't dumb, and she's not dumb. She's mad dope, actually. And
awesome.
And the other one, the third time, like, I left him for good, whatever, like, she was a fucking dumbass. But I think also, too, men who feel like they don't deserve you, like, they purposely will, like, fuck the help to, like, knock you down some notches.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to answer my own question. I answer that, like, with the perfect chick. For me, I know it's not going to work, and I think I've told people this bunch of times. It ain't going to work for me until I'm older, because I think this particular package does not work in the 30s, because people are trying to find stability in the 30s, and I don't mean stability. I understand what I am, and I'm okay with it. And I also feel like intelligence on a man is not as appreciated as intelligence on a woman.
Mm.
I don't believe
I agree. I agree with that. Mm. Like I said, if you're not equally yoked, that man is... he's going to feel some kind of way. And it's very hard to find a man that does not feel that kind of way. And I ain't shit, because if I ever cheat or fuck up, I'm going to fuck up like Jordan, Michael Jordan's first wife. She was messing with his teammate, and she cheated on his teammate with Michael Jordan. That's the kind of shit I would do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
people didn't know that. He stole his teammate's girlfriend.
Wow.
So she was out here just being a hoe. I mean, he was being a hoe too. So I guess they would be both being hoes, I guess. That seems shit for the birds. You know what I'm saying? In terms of like, oh, that's a question. We're all here. We're all age. I gotta make sure I frame this properly. Would you date somebody that was already in a relationship?
Yes. Absolutely. Not. That's not my relationship.
Ain't that for the worst? I married a nigga. All right, so how long would you do? Would you have it long term, or would it just be like a fling? Christina.
Oh no, that nigga's just a hoe. I take him for serious. He's gonna do that to me.
Somebody who's in a relationship, though.
Hmm.
I mean, you could be having sex with somebody who's in a relationship, but having a full blown relationship—that is just—I'm already anxious. I'm an anxious person. I have anxiety. I don't need that. No.
Like the song, the Genuine song.
A little bit. Like,
you know what? You know how many people are out here dating people in full blown marriages and don't know?
Well, if you don't know, then that's another thing. But to knowingly date someone that
I don't approach anyone. But if like I like you and I want you, like if you're not married, you're fair game. Like I'm on that Alicia Keys shit.
Although, especially like play. I mean, not to blow Playtime up. Playtime's a great establishment. They have great people in there, but there's a lot of people fucking a lot of people. They shouldn't be fucking in there. And I want that to happen there more often than other places. And that place tends to be more, you know, at least in terms of the sign on the door that it's a better place. Everyone's being good. I wonder why that's the case. I mean, like, not just that space, but, like, why do people feel the need to lie about it and just come right out? Like, I got somebody, but, you know, I'm
because they're in unhappy
this.
Relations. They are unhappy. I think they're in unhappy relationships or they're unhappy with themselves. You know, if I don't see the reason for you to lie to someone, especially that you've made a commitment to, and be with somebody else, like, I just don't.
A lot of these people just fell into relationships because they didn't have no place to live. So there's that too.
There you go.
You know,
or they don't want
to
be put on child support.
Or they're bored.
What?
A lot of people are dating people and are relationships and are married to people because for 6 months or 3 months and during June, there was nothing else to do that night. And now niggas in a full relationship and don't know why.
Yeah,
don't know why.
I have to say though, I have to recant. The non mid thirties me would have been like, I don't care if you got a girl. I prefer people that would at least be honest. I'm not against dating someone in an open marriage, open relationship, or whatever, because I believe in different kinds of relationships. But my big thing is, if I have a relationship with you, I have to now trust you that bitch isn't crazy. I'm not out here trying to get Amy Fisher. I'm not out here or be Amy Fisher or be Mary Jo Buttafuoco. Like
the Long
a lot of people
Island
are not stable.
Yeah.
Right? Mad right. I can spell it too. I can spell Buttafuoco. But anyway.
God body and blew that bitch away. Said what? Bam! Put that bitch right in the face. Not on my watch.
But that's what I'm saying. So like because I am a mother, I don't put myself willingly into situations like that. And I understand when people like, well, if you're single, you know, if I'm single, I don't you know, they're not married, or if I'm single, I don't have any commitment to another person, blah blah blah. But yeah, but you know, bullets don't have names. So that's one thing I've become cognizant about. Just dating and dealing with people, period. You know, like, or axe, wasn't there like an axe murder the other day and shit? So,
I need that extra madness in my life, personally.
And then the final question for you guys. When you meet somebody, how now in the age that we're at now, what we're doing, when you meet somebody for the first time, how many red flags do you allow yourself now, where you're like, okay, that's enough, or are you more forgiving? Are you
nope.
less forgiving?
Nope, my red. I know.
I see
clearly
a yellow flag and I'm out.
Yep, I know clearly.
And what
my
would
deal
be a
breaker.
Yellow red flag? Like what? Like in your, and for you, this is specific to you. What would a red flag be? Like I already said, for me, if you think the earth is flat, or you don't know who the vice president is, that's a red flag and I'm out. But for y'all, what would a red flag be?
There's a lot. I have a lot of deal breakers. Like you said, a person who's not wise or smart, or is not. Mm-hmm. If I don't meet them and they're not functioning optimally as a single person, then yeah, that there's so many deal breakers that can come into that. I don't like abusive energy. I don't do any manipulation, any sort of emotional stuff like that, because, you know, I was in a really abusive relationship early on in my life, and a lot of those things I have no tolerance for. And that's not just in romantic relationships, that's friendships. Anytime I see those types of deal breakers, those mental health deal breakers, I'm like, nah, I can't do it. Nope.
So as soon as that gaslighting starts, if you see somebody is trying to play that old abusive razzle dazzle, you're like, no. And you get out of there as fast as you can, is what you're saying.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
I can't do it.
Narcissist energy, fam. And what about you, Carly?
I just like the my whole main thing was still, you know, let people show you who they are, but I don't, like, when I say I'm shallow, like, you know, like, I'll go down as far as, like, a 6.5, you know. My mom said I like really, really attractive men, and she said that, like, there's something wrong with that, so I don't know. But, so I, like, my scale slides a little lower on the facial aesthetics side, but anything else, like, I definitely learned from that last hellish situation that I have my standards in place for a reason, and I need to adhere to them. So, nah, that nigga came apart. Nah.
Mhm.
Yeah, as long as you know, I mean, like, I've been at this defense because prior, as long as you know what works for you and what doesn't work for you, and you want to be happy in the back end of it. You, like, I would do a joke, oh, you want a nigga that's tall, whatever, but, like, if tall makes you happy, then fuck it. Go for it. Fuck what other people say.
But I'm 6 foot tall. It's not like it's Christina saying she has to have someone 6'3". Like, then y'all could jump down with her. Like, I am 6 foot tall. I wear heels. I don't want you coming up to my left nipple because my right nipple is a little higher. Like, no. Like, I don't want it.
You know these short women want tall niggas too, right? Like Christina, what's your height differential?
I 5'10", you gotta be pretty spectacular.
So 6 feet, you want 6 and up, right?
That's what I like.
See what I'm saying?
So y'all at her, be mad at her. My best friend's 5'2", and she'd be like, oh, he's at least 6 foot tall. And I'm like, bitch, that's a whole 10 inches taller than you. Right? Yeah. So I'm like, no. Now, if I was around saying I could only get out of 10 inches taller than me.
Our friend Mimi, you, anytime y'all say y'all want tall, niggas get in your ass. Like, you should be grateful niggas are even talking to you. I've seen it happen multiple fucking times.
Yeah,
really
me. I'm 6 fucking feet tall, like barefoot. Like, it's been verified in 7 different countries on 3 continents and 12 islands. Like, the fuck? Like, why should I be, like, bending down to kiss my man? It's just not a thing. My daddy is 6'6". My older brother's 6'4". Like, why do I have to... Then all of a sudden, because I'm 6 foot tall and I got big feet, so all of a sudden I'm a man. So no, fuck you then. If I'm a man, I'm 6 foot tall. If you're under 6 foot tall, you're a bitch. Like, whoa, but then like that, right? And then that's what
happens.
You're
old nigga, man.
And then they get all excited and they start tapping away at their computer.
I'm short. Tell me how short I am.
I'm short, but right, I come fall. Like, what?
Yeah, I know. I've seen it before. And then Christina, who literally a day ago left Smurf Village, goes, "Yeah, look at niggas over 6 feet tall," and they leave her right the fuck alone. They leave her alone. They get mad at you and Mimi most of all. I don't get that shit. I don't understand it. I don't care one way or the other, but I'm a 5'7" nobody, so I'm fine. I understand my role to play in the great game. I get
it. Yeah, but then it makes me feel bad because then I have to generalize short men, and I know so many awesome, dope short men that I just wish that you could just permanently have heels inserted into your feet that, you
no,
know,
done,
made
y'all
you
done beat the whole
the height that
out of
I
me a long
prefer.
Time ago, fam. Don't worry about me. I'm fine.
This is why little niggas be angry. See, you prove my point. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Like, I don't want to go
no
there.
More,
just, like,
man.
Leave me alone. Take the anger out on Christina.
No, Christina gets the cook. They don't like y'all telling these niggas this short. I used to say shit, and y'all kicked all the self-esteem out of me, so I'm fine. I take what I can get. I'm like, oh, you fuck with 4, 5, 7 niggas. He said, I can't beat stuff off the refrigerator, but I'm kind of smart.
I'm going to find you like a pseudo-intelligent thought pocket, Danny. I'm going to find you one. You're going to have you like a up-and-coming like Cardi B.
Yeah,
black, though.
Nigga, come on, fam.
Like,
nobody want me.
Brown skin, like, Yeah,
I can't clap a backboard, my nigga. I'm not wanted, my nigga. I can't clap a backboard. I can't get stuff off the top shelf without doing that little tippy toe thing. It's hard in these streets for a nigga, but it's fine, yo. It's okay. I'll wait till osteoporosis kicks in and I'm going to swoop back around for y'all niggas when y'all start shrinking a little bit. I got you.
Well, how do you feel, Danny, being like, okay, so when you came to my going away thing, right? And
yeah.
I was like, actually, one of the guys that introduced me to, I had lightly dealt with. But he's hella smart, right?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, this is Danny. He's a member of Mensa. And he was like, why do you tell people that? That's not, like, dope. I think that's all fucking dope. But, like,
nobody downplaying that. No, because no one likes it. Like, people get really angry at me for it. Like, they really get upset.
Oh, no, I love that. When you told me that, I was like, cool.
Some person told me flat out, ain't nothing but a test, nigga. I could probably get that shit if I put my mind to it. I'm like, okay, nigga, like, I don't need to argue with you. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, with his BCC diploma, and I'm like, I got you, dude.
Did they ever take a Regents exam?
No, nigga in question went to Brock Community College. And I told him,
well, there's nothing wrong with community colleges. I think more people should go there before they throw their money away.
No, then he blew smoke at Columbia, and I'm like, come on, my nigga, don't do this to yourself, me, or anybody. Like, I have no problem.
Brock's River Community College is much more realer than Columbia. Like, I mean, John Hancock and all those founding fathers that helped start it. Fuck that.
Because guess what? They filmed a Law and Order at BCC. They didn't film a Law and Order at Columbia, so they're up one. They're up one. But, yeah, whenever you say that, especially to women, like I said, being intelligent in a way is not as appealing to women as it is to men. But we're going to continue this because me and Carly are going to do a live, and we ended up doing
nice.
This. So we're going to still do the live and finish this conversation up there.
Nice.
Does that work for you, Carly?
Yeah, I got to put on pants.
Okay.
Put pants on, Carly.
Just so you know, when you listen to this, you people who are beaching me to the whole yelling at you, if you listen to this again, download it so we get the number and know that she's doing this whole thing pantsless. So that's for you, nigga.
I want underwear, my nigga. It's hot.
So when y'all, the next time you imagine her yelling at you, and
I need to find a
down,
fucking filter.
Mad people be like, let me get on the live.
Well, I love you, Christina. Thanks for coming in.
Yes,
thank you, Christina.
Of course. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
And Miss Carly, thanks for coming on. You'll be on the live later. She's about to go get some pants now. Thank you for coming on. I love you to death. I can't wait to be neighbors.
Love you, Bill. I really don't want to get short, so. I guess I'll put it.
All right,
but
I love you.
Love you too, Brooklyn. All right,
bye. Okay, next week we're going to be talking about, I don't know just yet, Sam. We'll figure it out. I'll usually figure it out by the end of the week. But I'm thinking we might do another rap concert, rap one. This one we're going to be talking about stuff from the late 90s, the Cameron era, and maybe get our Termagant Talk ladies on and have a good proper chat about the golden age of rap. Y'all guys enjoy the rest of your week. Try not to die until you see Endgame later.
We are sex bombs.